Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hello again, Real Talk Nation. This is Kalen Patterson, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. I have with me a young lady that's new to me and is going to be probably familiar with others and new to others as well. I'm talking with Denise Turner. Denise, please introduce yourself and let the world know about you.
I'm Denise Turner. I'm just getting into bodybuilding. I'm actually in contest prep right now for my third show. So it's been an awesome journey so far.
Okay, now what are some of the things that actually drove you? Because, you know, many of us basically started in the gym or just in some kind of fitness or some kind of sport. And then there was something else. I mean, I remember talking to Daniel Strong, but he said he was more prone to the weights than anything, and that's basically what made him do sports so he had a chance to lift. What brought you into this arena where you actually wanted to step on stage?
Well, I played volleyball in college, and it was just something else to fulfill my competitive drive. I just really enjoy competing in competition, and after graduating from college, I kind of didn't know what to do with myself. I just, you know, I like to work out and everything, but, you know, I wanted to compete, and actually my husband is what got me into it. He started bodybuilding before me. I went to his show, saw the girls on stage, and I was like, wow, they look amazing. I'm like, I think I can do that, so I jumped right in.
Well, and then the rest is history, huh?
Yeah.
Now, some of the things that I've been seeing with the new competitors is that one of the things they enjoy most is the newfound friendships and the real tight community. It's not exclusive, but inclusive, where everybody's welcome because everyone seems to know the struggle and the hard work that goes into it. Was that something that pretty much got your attention immediately?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm a very driven person, and once I set my eyes on something, that's it. So it was nice to be surrounded by people with, you know, the same mindset, you know, as, you know, once you get to a certain goal, you could share your experiences, and, you know, they understood what you were going through.
And they're so helpful. You know, that's the thing that always gets me. It's like I never get tired of it, but I'm always so happy to see it, is that everyone's so willing to share what can help you be better when it's your time to shine on stage.
Absolutely. It's the team that I'm with, Elite Fitness and Figure with Greg Hasbury. Those girls and gentlemen, they're the most friendliest people you will ever meet. It's amazing. They're awesome. They're very helpful. They're very willing to give advice, and it's always helpful, and they always want to see you do well. So it's definitely, you know, a great thing to be a part of.
Well, I like how, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Tuesday's podcast when Liam was talking, how he said it doesn't matter behind the stage. Everyone's going to help each other. It's the time on stage when the competition really happens, because basically that's when you have to do your best, your personal best. But you know, behind the scenes, I think everyone just wants everyone to look their best when they get that chance. And that's for me, that's unique to this sport, because, you know, I grew up in sports as well, and we were always about rivalries, you know, preparing for the year, that one team that seemed to just always you know, you just clash with. But in the natty side of it, I just haven't seen where people are just, I hate this person. You know, it's like everybody's like, man, this person's doing work, and I'm so happy that they're working so hard. And this person's doing even better. And wow, I just wish to get to that level and start, you know, being on that point. So I'm really thrilled with where this is going because of the foundation that's been set by everyone before.
Right. That's the same thing I had been seeing backstage as well. And no one's ever negative towards each other. They're all, you know, if somebody needs some bikini bite for their suit, they've got it. Or if somebody needs some extra sweet potato, they've got it. They're always sharing stuff. Somebody needs a mirror or some extra makeup, they're sharing it backstage.
Yes. And I always have to smile when I think about my buddy John Mormon, because he's one of the great coaches out there, and one of the he's really keen in on nutrition and dialing people in. But that fella saved me at two shows back to back, and I have to laugh because it's like every time I thought I was set for something, I'd forgotten it. And you know, somewhere down the road, or I don't know if it was just at a rest area, I don't know. But when I got to the show and actually came time to start, you know, hitting the meals when I was supposed to, it wasn't there. And there's John Gorman hooking me up to make sure, you know, I could still get on stage and feel like I deserve to be out there.
Right.
So give us a little bit of your background. You know, what do you do outside of exercise? And what? How does the competition help you in the outside world?
That is a good question. Currently, outside of working out and work, I mean, I'm really just hanging out with my husband and my daughter. We, you know, try to do things on the weekend when I have some downtime. May go to a park or something. But right now, since I'm in contest prep, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, but there's, like, even when I'm competing, there's always something I can see out of what I'm doing in the gym or mentally or something that basically addresses the life with family, the life with friends, you know, because everything seems to be a struggle that we're not prepared to deal. And if we can just start applying it on both sides, where gym meets life and life meets gym, it kind of puts things in perspective and balance. So that's more what I was asking, you know, like when you're dealing with family, has there been things in the gym that actually help you? And if when you're dealing with the gym, are there things from family that help you address that as well?
I'm not quite sure how to answer this question.
It's not a tough one.
I don't know. Really, we have a good balance, I think, between gym life and home life, and my daughter actually joins me sometimes on Saturday morning workouts, and she gets
awesome.
Into it. She does lunches and everything. So, I mean, I think it's helpful for her to see mommy and daddy doing this because, you know, she kind of can. Yeah, she's mimicking stuff, and I think she's kind of learning, you know, how to balance everything, and I don't know. I think it's a good thing as far as being a positive role model for her and, you know, letting her know she can do anything she puts her mind to.
It's a great thing. I mean, if we as adults and mentors have so many things that we do daily that we don't even think about that changes people's lives, especially in the younger generation, if we do it from a healthy and positive aspect. And when you talk about a child that's basically learning, it's so much better to learn it right now than to have to figure it out with so much bad information from so many people that really have a good heart, but just not the knowledge to actually, you know, drive it to a successful goal. And, you know, as a parent, that's even better because, you know, that's the 24/7 scenario where everything you do is basically seen and can be mimicked until it's done correctly by the child. So that's awesome that you know, you got two people that can show, you know, on both sides, male and female, that hey, this is good for both. You know, that's a building block of life. So, you know, congrats to that.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a very quick learner. She picks up on everything.
Mm-hmm. But don't active bodies usually do that for an active mind?
True.
Yeah. So everything you're doing is basically setting up a next generation champion.
Yes.
Now, when you what show are you doing? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask.
Sir?
What show are you doing? Coming up.
Oh, a show? The show I'm doing is the NPC Ohio State Championship, which is in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I think that's Teresa Lake is one of the promoters on that, or one of the helpers with that one.
I'm
not sure,
so.
But yeah. It's because Ohio's got a lot of shows going on every. Wow, yeah.
It'll be September 26th.
Oh, wow. I'll be up at the Muscle Mayhem in Duluth. That's and one Leaf doing. he just
okay.
Put out a new one about that hammer. I'm like, wow, that's... Yeah, I mean, he's throwing out everything for that show. What made you decide to do the NPC? Is it just close to home, family, or what?
Yes, I am from Columbus, Ohio, but it's also a national qualifier, so I wanted to do I wanted to do a show at home that was a national qualifier, so that's why I picked that one.
Well,
it's just
sure
good to have that support.
With you prepping the way you are, and you know, it's your third show. I mean, how much have you progressed from your first to now? Because I'm sure you look at the picture and go, oh, man.
Actually, I think I've progressed a lot. I did my first show in May of last year and the second one in November. So I've had pretty much this whole year so far for this show. And I think I've made some really good gains during that time. So I think I've definitely night and day kind of grown from the first show.
Yes. Now, I have to ask, because we've all gone through it, the growing pains of the first show and the posing and the look and just everything. do you, like, kind of keep those shuttled in a corner, or do you have to look back every now and then to remind yourself that you're doing work?
No, I actually am very proud of the first show. I brought a very good package. I was really small.
Yes.
Because I think it was, I was started training for that show immediately after I had my baby. So I trained for a year. So, I mean, I think pretty much it was me getting baby fat off, but I think I looked really good, but I'm glad that I've gained some size.
Yes. Well, it's that's one of those live and learn, and you truly find the power of your own mind, because it's, giving birth is not an easy thing, and your body's trying to recover from that, and then you're already starting to build. So, you know, your body's basically pulling it to end. So kudos to, you know, actually falling all the way to the end, because that's not an easy feat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the body dynamic, if we understood just how strong our minds are, we could really tap into something special. And I think that's what the elite competitors have done. Is they found that, like you said, that balance and that foundation that nothing is going to deter them. Because I've seen some of these physiques on these people now, and it's really something to behold. Because I used to joke with my dad about playing basketball, and I said, you know, if you really want to appreciate and respect basketball, play it. I said, because once you play it, you'll understand the nuances of it. And it's like, well, that that was a move. But, you know, if you're sitting there thinking that everybody can do that, you don't really appreciate the move that was done. It's the same thing with muscle and the symmetry and the striations. Some of the lifts that compound lifts these competitors must use have to be off the chain.
Right. What was the last thing you said?
Well, when I'm watching the competitors that are coming up, you know, because like as the season goes on, these competitors are coming in so much tighter and so much leaner, you know,
right.
So much more ready for stage that you really have to appreciate these physiques because it's really something special what they're bringing to stage now.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what I've been saying as well.
So who are the people that, you know, you look up to that drive you and that you follow and keep you kind of in line with your progression?
Well, I kind of follow Aaron Stern and Nicole Wilkins because they're in a position that I would like to be in one day, and they seem to have the discipline and, you know, the knowledge and whatnot to maintain that sort of body year-round. I mean, granted, they're not going to be in stage shape, but they're very fit. And, I mean, that's something I'm trying to work on doing year-round to try to stay fit in the off-season.
Mm-hmm. It's a big difference. And what I'm learning is, like I said, with football, the NFL used to have players that could basically play the whole season, and then when the season was over, they turned into behemoths because, you know, it was basically the downtime. But as the game progressed, more and more time had to be spent in the offseason preparing for the full season. So I think pretty much every sport is starting to get into that aspect where we can't have that time where we're blowing up in the blimps and thinking we're going to be ready by the time that show hits because it's such hard work on the body. And, you know, like I said, the body dynamic is something special, and we got to talk to it all the time. And until we can learn the language, I guess it would be a nice term, sometimes it's a little bit more difficult from, you know, prep to prep. Because I know what you did for your first show isn't pretty much how you have to stress it. If you did the same thing, you'd probably turn up with a totally different disease.
Yes. But, yeah, you just don't want to blow up in the off season because then you're pretty much starting back at square one. And it's kind of like that work you did for the first show is just kind of wiped out.
It almost thrown away. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, wow, all that work and you just, it's almost like building a house and then burning it down and saying, well, I'll start from scratch. It's okay.
Right.
You got a nice house. Why not just put a little paint on it or something? Not tear the whole thing down.
Right.
So now, everything that's going on, you have a page, I noticed. What are you getting from the people that are following you to try and help them? I mean, because I know they're asking you questions, and I'm sure they've got 1,001 that I can't even. Being a mother, dealing with, being a spouse as well, there's a balance, like you said, that has to happen. How do you go about addressing that and still keep them in a healthy and fit mindset?
Say that one more time. How do I go about addressing what now?
How do you go about addressing the people that have questions for you to keep the balance and a healthy and fit mindset to keep pushing forward like you do?
Well, I mean, I try to answer questions when I have time, but, you know, you just kind of got to be mindful of your schedule, I guess. You don't want to be, you know, trying to message people all day and night and, you know.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I have some downtime, I'll just do it all at one time and just answer everybody at once, but I just don't do it as they come in. I mean, but I just try to, you know, have specific times for each thing. That way everybody gets their share.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. And what are some of the tougher questions you've had from your followers?
Well, they were kind of wondering, you know, why do you eat so many meals during the day? And I explained, yeah, I mean, and is it safe to drink that much water? And, you know, do you really have to do this every single day? Like, can I take a break? I was like, not if you want to, you know, have some results. You just got to stick with it. it's basically the same type of questions over and over, you know, just, you know, who's your trainer and what can I do to lose this amount of weight? I'm trying to fit into a dress. It's just random stuff.
Yes, and it's all over the place. But honestly, I'm glad that they now have actual sources like us that they can come to and ask, because some of the information has been so budget and so wrong for so long that I'm actually amazed that somebody hasn't ended up in the hospital or worse with some of the misinformation that they've been given. Because some of the things that I've been asked are, you know, almost make my hair stand up on the back of my neck, because it's frightening what people have been told to do to their bodies and metabolism.
Right. I've had people ask me about cleanses. Me, personally, I don't care for cleanses. I just feel like that's you just trying to lose a couple pounds to fit into some outfit or something, but it's not really healthy to me. Mm-hmm. So I personally don't tell people to do cleanses.
No. If I haven't done the data, I said I'll recommend them to somebody, but I'm not going to speak on it like I have an actual knowledge of it. If I don't have
right.
the actual data, or if somebody has filled me in on the information and showed me, then, yeah. Because I said the body renews itself. And it's like there's certain parts of your diet that actually cleanse on a regular basis. So to find yourself having to flush your shit, I think, what is this, like Roto-Rooter?
Right.
Now, this show coming up, you're going to bring your best package today. Have you seen how many competitors are going to be in?
I haven't seen. I've been checking the Facebook page for it, but there isn't much activity going on with it. And there's not
okay,
much going
they're
on.
Pretty much get close to the show day, huh?
Say that one time.
I said it'll be pretty much close to the show day when they start putting more information on the board.
Yes, probably. They just started kind of putting the show information out there recently in the last week or so, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess as it gets closer, they'll have more information as far as competitors and whatnot.
Yeah. So what are you doing to entertain your followers on your page until then?
Well, I try to post about my fasted cardio that I have to do at 5 a.m., get some updates for my workout. I try to put some motivational quotes on there or some helpful advice as far as working out and trusting the process and pushing forward, you know, even when it gets tough or when you don't feel like it. Just a variety of things or stuff about meal prep. And, you know, also promoting you guys.
Yeah, but I mean, this is, like I said, this is stuff they need to hear, because what we consider normal is so new to them and strange.
Yes, I've come across that, especially with my coworkers. They're just amazed that I am doing, you know, this strict diet and drinking this amount of water, and I've been doing it for the last, you know, year and a half, and they're just like, I don't know how you do it. I'm like, it's normal to me.
Exactly. This is every day. But, you know, I have this, well, I've had this and have it still with family members I haven't seen in a while and coworkers that aren't dealing with me on a regular basis, is that there's so much bad diet, thinking, acting, doing on a normal basis that we're almost seen as counterculture instead of normal culture. Like this, you would think health and fitness would be paramount when people are talking about dealing with family, dealing with friends, food, work, whatever. But for some reason, we're seen as the odd people. You know, it's kind of funny to me when people say, how can you do that? And I'm thinking, well, how can you do what you're doing? Because I exactly. used to make those mistakes too until I learned better. But then now we have with the information society so readily available, and people are still choosing to, I mean, it's really something to see when you realize, yeah, I knew about this bad food, but the kids wanted it.
Right.
What?
Now, the people that I compete with or that are on, you know, the elite fitness and figure team, they have children. Almost all of them have children, and they'll just make them something separate and eat their healthy meal. You know, if they want to give them something that's a little more junk foodish, but the main thing is like people feel like they're eating healthy, but they're not eating as healthy as they think they are. Mm-hmm. They want to get a salad from a restaurant, but with all the toppings and the dressing, you may as well have a Whopper.
You're right. Oh my goodness. And that's what I mean about the misinformation, because I literally I stopped a guy at the gym. He was having White Castle for his pre-workout.
Wow.
And I said, for us, that's horrid. For him, it's like it's protein.
No.
Yeah. He had the chicken, the cheese chicken, I don't know what the heck it was, and the cheeseburger. It was so funny because he was dead serious that this is what's going on and this is what I'm going to do and I'll meet you inside. I'm thinking, if you can get off the toilet,
right, absolutely.
Make the gym floor, I'd be impressed.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of things I used to do in the beginning, and I thought, oh, this is so right, I guess. And I had a lot to learn, and I know my peers used to just look at me like, why? And I'm glad that they were patient, I'm glad they worked with me, and I'm glad that I see better now. But I sure won't go back to doing what I used to because of the damage it was doing to this body that I'm saying I'm going to actually try to make better.
Right. I agree. And once you started, you can't really go back.
No. And, you know, it's kind of hard when you're, I mean, you almost have to relive your life when you're speaking to people that don't know yet what you know, because they're in the same position. But it seems now that more and more are actually fighting against having to do the right thing. They're like, well, McDonald's should change their menu, or Burger King should do better. And I'm thinking the only way that happens is if you basically quit going and make them do better. Because I mean, I'm sure there was a day when there was actual meat in the patties.
Yeah.
But not so much now. But you don't sit there and make it better.
Right.
It's like you're not helping anybody by saying, well, okay, well, let's go to McDonald's. No. I'm not going there.
Right.
So what do you have planned for your post meal? For your show, are you already having it laid out?
I'm not sure yet. I have to see what's going. I don't know what's going to be open when we're finished. It depends on the time. But if I had my pick, it would be House Japan, which is a Japanese steakhouse in Ohio. That is my absolute favorite place to go when I go home. So I would like to go there after my show.
Well, that's actually one of the bigger shows for that area. So it's gonna be something. I'm telling you. So it probably will be late. One of the things I like to do is like to picture it in my mind and then basically store it in the outbox for a while, so I don't have to think about it every day. Because I've always been a pancake kind of fella, and IHOP has always been like my spot after the show. So I have to, I have to put that to the side.
Yeah, I love some pancakes too. That's on the menu for breakfast the next day.
Oh yes, and they do make for a great late workout. Let me tell you. Yeah, I still do the sugar-free syrup, but I can still throw that on the pancakes. I said the Rock ain't the only one. Oh my goodness! Now, I'm sure that there are people that have just been with you through the whole time, and they understand and they get it. And then there's some people that believed in you before you really understood what you were getting into, and they're still there for you. If you could just take some time and just give some shout outs to them and let them know.
Okay. Well, first off, I want to thank my husband. He's been there since day one, supporting me, grilling my chicken for me, going to the store if I need some extra vegetables. So I wanted to shout out my husband. My trainer, Greg Hasbury, he started training my husband before I, started training with him. And he's extremely knowledgeable, and he's extremely patient and very caring. So he understands the women and everything that goes on during the showtime and all that prep and everything. So him and my parents, George and Michelle Cooper, and my brothers, George and Benjamin, they have been supporting and rooting me on from Ohio and checking in with me and, root me on when I'm in prep and, saying you can do it. So I just want to thank them for being there.
It makes a big difference. And
it's
always so weird and so funny and so happy at the same time when I'm doing the interviews for Midwest Muscle, and you see the people want to thank everybody, but because of the elation, they don't remember anybody to thank. And I'm always so thankful that they apologize ahead of time, because, people do a lot to help. And it's like the one time you could have said something nice about me, you forgot. It's like, so that's why I like asking it at this time, because it's so important. It's the one person that stands on stage, but there's probably 1,000 people that help them get there. So I want to make sure that everyone understands that we do appreciate all the support. We do appreciate all the love. And we definitely appreciate everything that goes in helping us get there.
Absolutely. It makes a big difference when you have that support system, because I know of other girls that compete and their spouses don't understand, or their family doesn't understand, and they're somewhat, in a way, shunned, I guess. And, it kind of, sucks that they don't have that support. But, again, the Team Elite, we're all there to support them, so that helps them a lot.
And like you said, it makes such a big difference. It's night and day when you talk, because, I said, I've been to the shows where I've seen the competitor that wins first place and has nobody to celebrate with other than the people that are there to congratulate them that were actually competing against them.
Right.
But it would be so different to actually have that time with people that have basically been with you, and you get to have that moment at that time. It's so different.
Yes, it is. That's great.
So who do you actually have in mind? Are you training anybody else, or are you just doing your own prep and getting ready for this show?
Am I prepping with anyone else? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
No, I'm, as far as I know, I'm the only one doing this show.
Okay. So you're going to have a nice little crew in the audience.
Yes, hopefully so. If anything, I know my parents and my brothers will be there and my husband, so that will be the bare minimum, and that's fine with me. But some friends and stuff said they were going to come out, so some of the people I went to high school with that my brothers are good friends with, and they're like my older brothers as well, I think they'll be there as well, so that'll be fun.
Oh, wow. that's like a homecoming then.
Right. So I'm really excited for this show because, well, one, I just wanted to get back on stage because I love competing, but, you know, it's nice to have a crowd and them cheering for you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. And the show I just did in Iowa, the Titan Classic, was one of those shows where you have that special show, that special moment, I guess, where almost like the stars aligned, and it was a knowledgeable crowd, an audience that was familiar with many of the competitors, a family that was there to support their family members that were competing, and promoters, I'm sorry, that actually understood what it takes to bring that dynamic about. And that was the first time where I had seen the pre-judging audience stay for the night show and leave it and have it just as packed. And the energy that the competitors can get from that kind of involvement was just unreal. And I said I had to go to Iowa to get that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Because usually the pre-judge is super quiet and maybe you have a couple people yelling, but to have the same energy for pre-judging as you did for the night show, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's happening because of social media and the recognition of natural bodybuilding is that now people know the faces and the names. Because it used to be where you'd hear it almost like word of mouth, but there was no picture to go along with it. So,
right.
You know, if you heard somebody like Aaron Stern, it would be just a name. But you didn't have a physique or a body construct to go with it. Now with social media, they know the name and the face. And if you can speak well of those people, then they see, oh, wow, yeah, that's big. You know, that person does need that kind of addressing if they're having this kind of physique. That's really something special now.
Right.
Well, now you got your page, yes?
Yes.
What else are you doing to, like, bring society closer to health and fitness?
Closer to health, you said?
Yeah, health and fitness.
What else am I doing?
It's the things you don't think about, but you do them all the time.
I'm very hard. It's very hard for me to pick those things out on a daily basis. I could just do it on a daily basis. I mean, I get stopped in the grocery store sometimes, or if I'm out and about and, you know, somebody's got questions about how to be fit or, you know, what can I do to eat healthier, I kind of give them some general guidelines because, you know, what we're doing is kind of strict. But I try to give them some general guidelines to help them get started, I guess.
So I
drink a gallon and a half of water, but I may tell them to start with half a gallon or 3/4 of a gallon and, you know, try to eat lean meats and vegetables, you know, 4 or 5 small meals a day, maybe a snack or something. But small changes will make a big difference. I mean, even if they didn't have time to exercise, because sometimes older ladies will ask me, and I know they're not real active, but they want to lose the weight. If you change your diet, you know, that will make a big difference, even if you don't work out. But it is best to try to get some activity with that.
So. Oh, yes. Well, see, that's the things I'm talking about, because, like I said, we do it on such a regular basis that it's basically second nature, and we gloss over the way with that. But if you think, okay, here's a good example. One of the things I used to do after a show, post-show, come the weekday, I would take the trophies to my job first and then to the gym after that. Because basically it was a talking piece for people to engage in conversation about what it takes, not to compete, but just to be healthier and more fit. I started doing that the first year I started competing, and I think it was Wednesday of last week where a coworker had called me at 11 o'clock at night, and he said, "Thank you. And I love you." And I said, "This guy is drunk. Why is he calling me at 11 o'clock at night to say thank you and I love you?" But what he was telling me is that his daughter's friend, who had come to his show but was from Texas, had just been so blown away to actually meet somebody in health and fitness that's the road she chose. And now at 18, she's competing. And she won the show she was in, and she was just sending back this message to him saying, "Thank you so much for taking me to that show, and thank you so much for introducing me to those things." And you figure, I don't remember what I was saying after that show. You know, I just remember speaking about health and fitness, but if you wanted me to go verbatim what was said,
yeah, but I never thought that, to bring the trophies to work into the gym. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, it opens up dialogue to the people, because they figure you're out of touch. And when I say out of touch, not with society, it's just that they can't come to you because you're supposed to be on this other level and you're trying to show them. I need to work, I need to eat, I need to do all the things that are normal, just like you. And you can engage them in that.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, is there anything else before this show comes to an end that you'd like to throw out there?
Not off the top of my head. Well, I wanted to touch on one thing, as far as females in particular and their body image. I think when you first start competing, a lot of females come across the problem of they get to their stage weight and how they look on stage, and as soon as they step off and step into the off season for a month or so, they start to gain some weight, and they have a problem with how they look. Now, these ladies are still fit. They're not, you know, all the way off the wagon, rebuilt in the house or anything, but they think they look fat. And I think that's something that we need to look at differently and learn to love our bodies year round, even when we're not on stage, because that stage weight and that stage look doesn't last but a week or two. So for you to not love your body for a year, you know, you gotta, you know, get over it. pretty much.
And I'm glad you talked on that. I'm glad you brought that up because I hate harping on it because it seems like I'm almost picking, but I'm not. There is a dysmorphia that runs our brain, and sometimes it can override regulation. And with women, I notice it can be much more worse because you have people that say, oh, you know, you look so good back then, and then they get stuck on that. And it's like, no, I look show-ready, but that's just for a show. You know, to me, it's almost like putting on your jersey or school colors for the game you're about to play, but when the game's over, you get to take that outfit off. I think with
right.
our bodies, we feel like we got to keep that outfit on, and that can be really destructive.
Right. And I think I went through that between my first and second show, and I felt big or fat. When I know I wasn't fat, but at the same time, certain days I would feel fat, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. And, you know, my husband would always reassure me, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, my coach would tell me, like, everyone's telling me, you know, there's nothing wrong, but I didn't see it that way. But I have learned to love me as I am, no matter what day of the week it is. So.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Because, you know, with women and image in this society, my goodness, it's brutal. And you figure
yeah.
if you get in the competition stage ready for the it's even more harsh when you come down because you're doing so much to prepare, and it's almost like well, I don't want to liken it to a given childbirth, but it's like postpartum where you're always in preparation and it actually happens. But there is a letdown that happens mentally.
Yes, exactly.
So when you're saying that, just let the women know that are listening, that you know, let them know it's okay for the struggle, but don't let it be destructive. Because, you know, as a guy saying it, it's like, well, you can't relate. But if a woman says it and has been through it, she can. So go ahead and put that out there.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, the off-season body, it's going to happen. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you. Everybody goes through it. Just, you know, do your off-season diet. You know, stay fit. Don't try to rebuild that. Don't have to get to that point where you have to rebuild the house. But you kind of have to gain some weight if you want to have any sort of growth or get, you know, change your physique at all. So, I mean, that stage weight is just not realistic at all to have it year-round.
Yes. Well, thank you, Denise. It's been a fun show, and I appreciate that little hat on because that was definitely needed. Because, you know,
thank you.
The holidays do come and people do eat, and you sure don't want to be doing mental suicide because you had that extra burger.
Right. And speaking of the holidays, people are like, well, it's the holidays. I'm just going to, you know, forget about my diet. I'm like, there's literally 3 days. It's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. There's 3 days. It's not 2 months where you need to eat bad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you can have a little balance. You can still have your cake and your, you know, your turkey and all that. No one's saying you can't eat, but you don't have to overdo it where you're eating that stuff every day for the holidays.
Yes. And then the weekend, and then the weekend after, and then stopping over again. It's okay to have a life.
Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you, Denise. This has been a fun episode. Love this. I love always learning. And you did help me with that because I've always thought about that, and I've seen it, and it's something I've always worried about because, like I said, I can't. I know body image, but I don't understand the mental aspect from the female side. So it's always good when that's added on where people can understand that it's okay. You know, you're going to be okay. Because,
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's honestly now with social media, like I said, there's a good and there's a bad. And, you know, the people see you ready to compete, and they rip you to shreds for being what they consider skinny and unhealthy. And then those same people will turn around and rip you to shreds for gaining weight and not being skinny and what they consider unhealthy.
Right. But that's also why I try to post pictures when I'm in the off season, so you can see, like, it's okay for you to be this size. I'm not in competition weight. I'm not ripped to shreds right now, but I'm fit. I'm okay right now. I mean, it's okay to have that little bit of extra weight.
Yes. And I always think it's so funny when I remember when Gym Ready, we used to think we could step on stage and compete. I said, now we look at it and say, oh, I was so fat. How does that mindset shift so badly? I was like, no, I'm not gonna let that be my distraction. My distraction is gonna have to be a little bit tougher than that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again. I hope you have a pleasant evening. I have some weights that are calling my name. Five Star Fitness is my second home, and I always enjoy having the time to do the podcast and then get straight to the weight. So you have a blessed night.
Thank you. You do the same. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a great night.
All right. You too.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.